Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And as I said, be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Sorry for the voice today. A little under the weather, I would say. And had some a little bit of coughing here and there. So, but I'm here. We'll be here for 4 hours to get you as much information about the garden as possible. At 8:30 today, we're gonna have Natural Alternative joining us, so that we can get some great information. Karen will be here to talk what we can be doing at the end of August here. Your fall garden plants, fall seeding. You know, that's really what we should be thinking about right now. We've started to have a little bit of rain. Like I said, a little bit of rain. You know, down on the Cape, maybe some more rain than the rest of Massachusetts. And I know some of New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Vermont, they're getting it, right? Starting to get the rain, but not enough. I know that some of that heavy rain that parts of the state got, it didn't even do any damage to the drought we have. The drought is still very bad. I think we're still in extreme, or we're definitely not in a good spot when it comes to the rain. So would love for it to happen at some point. I know we've gotten a little bit here and there, but it's just not enough. So we'll continue to hope for that to pop back to us. I noticed certain parts of my lawn that are in the shade that have been getting some of that rain actually started to pop back a little bit. So that's a nice start to it, right? The rest of the yard is still dormant and brown. A lot of it has just gone dormant. It's just said, all right, wake me when fall's here. But we'll see what Mother Nature brings us next. It's a nice cool morning this morning. So maybe some of that heat is not as bad. I, you know, haven't looked at the daily forecast here, but just opened it up and, well, I guess Monday, Tuesday is going to be hot again. So doesn't look like rain in the forecast again for a while. So let's hope something changes so that we can have some of that that weather to help our garden, help our yards, help everything. Because it's almost time. We're not there yet. We're almost time to start getting ready for winter for our gardens, right? Getting some of the areas cleaned, mulched, maybe adding compost, those types of things. You know, putting down a couple more applications of fertilizer for the lawn. You know, once the cooler temperatures start to pop through, you're starting to notice that things are becoming more active in the garden. The soil temperatures aren't as hot. You know, you'll start to notice a few of these things. So let's hope that is the case after the next few days. I hadn't looked at the weather for a few days, so that kind of shocked me. But yeah, I wish it would. I think there's a song out there. Man, I wish it were raining out. But I digress. Anyways, what's going on in the lawns? What's going on in the gardens? A lot of shrubs, trees that are well established are still having issues. You know, I said it last week. I'm noticing some trees that just well established, dropping leaves, you know, dropping acorns, dropping everything. I mean, my backyard yesterday, I went out and mowed it, and part of the mowing, you know, I hadn't mowed it in a couple weeks because, well, not much was growing, but part of the mowing was just to get rid of all the leaves and the acorns, just to clean it up a little bit. So that was something. And starting to see more and more leaf drop. So it is something to keep an eye on for for you this fall, right? There's going to be more and more leaves early. It's August 28th. The leaves have been falling in my backyard for at least 2 to 3 weeks. And the shrubs, the trees, they just don't know what's going on. They don't know when the next rain is. So they're trying to protect themselves. So they remove some of the weaker leaves, weaker parts of the plant, so that it can move on to the next level, right? So that is something that we are starting to deal with and start to see. So this is just something to keep an eye on. Now, as far as acorns, right? I was sitting out in the yard yesterday and all you could kind of hear is like stuff falling through trees, right? And just little acorns just dropping everywhere. And, you know, they are just fully out there. And just the amount of acorns that were everywhere in my yard, I'm sure you're starting to see it, but they are just dropping like crazy. Now, we can go into that a little bit as the show goes on, but it's interesting, right? It's there are so many of both of those. It's just the weather. It's a lot of different things going on. You know, the good thing for me, it's not in my front yard, so it's not all over cars or whatnot. It's just in there. But I'll tell you, when it hits the plastic, heavy-duty plastic slide that's in the backyard of the kid's swing set, that'll get you running. I'll tell you, it's a nice way to wake up, right? Anyways, what else is going on in the yard? There's a lot of, you know, a lot of time right now still to be getting in a new lawn for the rest of the year, right? We talked about the past couple weeks getting ready, killing the the weeds that are there, you know, getting that 2-week head start. Well, so we started talking about 2 weeks ago. So if you had started to do some of those things, now's about the time to be putting the grass down, grass seed, all those things. You know, are we there? Probably not, because of all the water bans, right? There's a lot of water bans out there. But we can still be ready for parts of this, because some cities and towns will actually allow you to hand water. So hopefully you can do that, right? But we can discuss this as the time goes on. I mean, it's still worth getting rid of the weeds and killing a lot of those weeds that are in the lawn if you're looking to do that. So if you're looking to reno the lawn, getting rid of those weeds now is just as important as anything. So that we can start getting that ready, even to start putting seed down in 2-3 weeks, right? People put grass seed down all the way into October, November, just to fill some areas, because as long as it gets established, it's going to come back for you the year after. So we can discuss that and more as time goes on today. But if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended? Your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested. That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started today. Here, it's a nice, cool morning. Going to warm up a little bit later. But we were starting to talk a little bit about just getting ready to do some lawn renovations, right? And if you still think that it's something you want to do, I highly recommend just getting it done, honestly. It is something that will benefit you for next year. So it's not one of those things where you're going to look at and say, well, this is going to be awesome for this year. It's going to be something for next year, and it's going to be beneficial. So hopefully you take some time to do that if that's what you're looking to do. Don't just say, well, the weather hasn't been great, so I can't do this. Well, you know what? Let's get it done, because the benefits are going to outweigh the negative aspect of this, because soon enough, you know, we will have some weather where we can actually enjoy the outside. I truly hope. I mean, I hate to say, you know, it's going to happen, but I think it will. We're getting into some. We're starting to see a little bit of cooler temperatures. We're starting to see a little bit of rain here and there, right? We had a pretty good rainstorm on Friday come through the area. A lot of New Hampshire got heavily hit. We're starting to see those a couple times a week, although my long-term forecast doesn't see that, but we're starting to see these things pop up. We are in hurricane season, right? We haven't really heard much about hurricanes, right? And usually at this point, we've had a few. I mean, last year in July, we were having hurricanes, right? I haven't heard much of anything. So it's interesting to see. So hopefully, you know, we get a couple of those that pop up our way, turn into a tropical storm or a tropical depression, right? So that there's no, you know, damage. It's just more rain. but we're looking for something to happen. So let's hope that happens. Nathan, did I hear you say there was a call on the line?
Yes, sir. Gail's in Northern Illinois.
Good morning, Gail. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you. I'm calling about a rose I have in my yard.
Okay.
And it's a bush-type rose. And I... Oh, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It's a bush-type rose, and I planted it probably about 15 years ago. Doing really well. But my question is, I'm going to move, and I'd like to take it with me if I could. But it's probably about three and a half feet high.
Okay.
And about 3 feet up around the top. It's kind of like a big mushroom shape.
Yeah.
And it's doing well. And I guess I'm wondering, and it's starting to look like it's getting little buds again all over the top. Could I cut this back so that it's manageable to get it, you know, in a container? Or should I just try wrapping it in a burlap or something?
Well, so when are you moving?
Probably during winter.
Okay.
And I know we already have our new location, so when I dig it out, you know, it'll be out of the ground for a couple of days until I can get it moved there. That's my question.
Okay. Well, it definitely can be done. Roses can get pruned back in the fall to work. Honestly, I've seen it done. I actually, somebody down the street cut their rose bush completely in half last fall. And right now it's double the size it was in a beautiful area. So it's definitely something that can be done. Now, I got to hit a break here. I want you to hang on so that I can give you a little bit more information on what to do and how to do it, okay?
Okay, great.
So, for everyone else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone Fertilizer has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News.
Ukraine authorities say Russian forces fired missiles and artillery on two cities across the river from Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Abbott is announcing that their Michigan plant is restarting production of their largest and most popular infant formula, Similac. Previously, the plant had only restarted a fragment of its production after bacterial contamination concerns inside the facility had prompted a months-long voluntary recall and shutdown. The closure at the largest formula manufacturer in the country sent waves across the infant formula industry and exacerbated the supply shortage, forcing families to scramble for alternatives in the hyper-concentrated formula market. This is USA Radio News. Prices are going up when it comes to Fords.
Ford is raising the price of the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle for the 2023 model year. The automaker announcing the sticker price will be around $8,000 more for a fully optioned vehicle. Ford says the cost of materials, supply chain issues, and market conditions all factored in the price hike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
California is preparing to spend up to $20 million to bring women from other states to its abortion clinics, a policy aimed at increasing access to a procedure that has been outlawed or restricted in many states since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
You matter. We care. We have your back. We love you. We respect you.
California Governor Gavin Newsom. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Gail in regards to a rose bush that she has. And she's moving and wants to bring it with her. So two things. One of the things that's really good is you're not moving till later. So that is a bonus to allow you to the plant to start to go a little bit more dormant. So it's easier to move, right? That is a good thing because our plants like to be a little bit more dormant when they're moving. And so the fall is a better time for that. So perfect timing to do it. Now, the other thing with roses is you can prune a lot of them back. Excuse me, in the fall. And kind of get them shaped or even cut in half if necessary. Like I was alluding to prior to the break, there's somebody down the street from me that literally had a hedge of roses that were 4 feet tall. And one day I was driving by and all of a sudden it was about a foot and a half, 2 feet tall, and it was just sticks. It was one of those, like, drive-by moments where you're like, whoa, hold on, what just happened? And I think I had, I kind of made a mental note of it because I was like, I want to see how it does. I mean, they must be doing it for a reason. I mean, I know that you can cut back roses, but it seemed drastic at the time compared to how big they were. And I'll tell you, I drove by yesterday. And they're about 4.5-5 feet tall, full, lush, green. So it can be done and not harm the plant. So the biggest thing for you is to try and get the biggest root ball that you can handle yourself. Because that's where it really matters. That's where all the roots and everything are going to be able to reestablish in the new area. So what I want you to do is the day before or the night before, I want you to get a hose, put it on that rose bush, onto the base, and water it heavily. like water it so that it is very, you know, saturated the next day when you go to dig it up. The reason being is when you dig into those roots and you cut the roots, they try to absorb what's there. If they're saturated and full of water, they only absorb the water. Whereas if there's nothing, they absorb air. And air in the root system is not a good thing, right? Right. It is something that can shock them, put them into the wrong level that we want them to be. And so that's why we recommend watering heavily the day before. And it's not, you know, sitting there with the hose holding it. You can literally put it on a trickle, the hose, and just let it sit. Maybe a half hour, 45 minutes. Honestly, just to saturate it. And then when you get to the new spot after the few days, which not, when you're planting it, I want you to use some sort of compost mixed in with the existing soil that's there, about 50-50. And then use a product from Biotone, from Espoma called Biotone. It helps with transplant shock, and it gives the nutrients that are needed to really get it started the way you want to. And that'll get it ready for next year and into the winter. Now,
but, go ahead. You know, before I dig it out, though, how much, like, I was looking at it, and it looks like it's starting to get little buds again. So you think I could cut maybe, you know, to get it more manageable at the top, could I cut, like, maybe 6 inches off the top? Or so that's what I'm still a little afraid that I'm going to kill it.
Well, you're not you were saying you're not moving for a bit, right?
No. Well, I want to dig it out this week. See, I'm not moving. We already have a new location we're going to, and I can take it there.
Okay.
So I'm going to be doing it this week.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, this is the thing, right? As long as you water it, saturate it, get the starter type fertilizer, yeah, the Biotone starter.
Yeah, I have
put that.
In,
mm-hmm. Put it into the hole. That's going to help you. Pruning it back's not going to, you know, I would just try to do it if you can choose the day where it's not so hot, right? Where it's a cooler day. And then, you know, get it into that next location as soon as possible. But I think, honestly, I think you'll be okay doing it now. If you were to do it later in the season, it would be great too. But the thing is, just make sure it's saturated. Get as big of a root ball or, you know, root system as you can, so that when you're putting it into the next area, it's not like starting over completely. But it can definitely be done. The new buds, you know, this is the thing. Some will try to form at the end of the season, but that's just kind of what it is. It's not going to affect next year's growth, because a lot of roses can be pruned back to like nothing in the spring and then start over. So you're going to be okay. I really believe that. Just continue to water it through the rest of the season, like it would be a newly planted plant.
All right. Well, thank you.
All righty.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, Gail, you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are getting into that period of time. We're almost there, but you can still do some of it at this point if you're starting to feel some cooler days, is starting to transplant some of your shrubs, your perennials. I'm going to wait a few weeks here because I just know I have some time and the ability. But we're getting into that time frame, right, where we can start moving some of the plants to different locations in the yard. You know, we were talking last night. I have a very small little garden in the back. of the house. It has Montauk Daisy, a endless summer hydrangea, a rose, and some catnip, just in a little bed that was here when we got here. And, you know, we were out in our backyard. We were actually watching a movie on a screen. We were projecting it in the backyard with the kids last night. It was pretty cool stuff. But we noticed the kids wanted to run around a little bit, and it was dark in that area because you're trying to keep it dark. And the kids were almost falling over the plants. And it was like, yep, we're going to move them. Got to move those plants. And so, you know, we went back and forth. My wife's like, maybe we put a little fence around there. Maybe we do this. I'm like, you know what? Let's just make it all grass back here. We can use those plants somewhere in the yard. But I'm going to move those probably in about 2 to 3 weeks, depending upon the weather. Let's get some rain here and put them in a different location. Allow the kids to play, not worry about it. And we had the endless summer hydrangea in there. It didn't bloom at all this year, but I knew that was going to happen. Our dog, who's now a year, was a puppy last year, right? Well, she thought hydrangeas were chew toys. So I cut it back just to the ground, just to protect the plant itself. And it's come back this year. It's about 2 feet tall, 2 feet wide. But I know that I got to move it, right? I just don't want to see more damage to it. But all these plants are going to be moved. I'll do the same thing as I was describing to Gail. Watering that whole area. Get it taken care of. So that the moisture's in there. The roots aren't hurt, right? You know, shocked. That's what really happens when plants are really dry and you go to move them. When there's no moisture in that root system, it just absorbs air. I mean, think about you and I, right? If we had air absorbed into our veins, it would affect us. It wouldn't make it, right? That's part of what happens to root systems. When air pumps through and it's all air everywhere because it's so dry, it can kill it in a couple weeks, couple days. So if you can, I highly recommend watering prior to transplanting anything or digging it out of your garden, just really soaking it. I think the benefits will be so much more than if you just went in there and dug it out to move it. Well, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And we're really just getting started today. So if you have some questions, call us. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, I did that tomato judging on Tuesday of this week. It's really cool stuff. I will say, and I was telling this to Nathan earlier, I don't know if I can have a tomato for a little while. I had to taste 29 different tomatoes. Now, it's funny, I used to not like tomatoes. Wasn't a huge fan of them. But something happened where I just started eating them. But I'll tell you, going in there, seeing all the different shapes, sizes, flavors, it was great to be part of it. Some great, I think the biggest actual tomato by weight was, it's like 3.5 pounds. I mean, that is a huge, huge tomato. I was watching some of these come in. I got there early. And man, that was insane. The heaviest. It's 3.83 pounds. That's from Ward's Berry Farm in Sharon. Now, if you, it's actually interesting. So I have the top 10 ranking, right? The slicing category, which is, you know, the field grown. Verrill Farms out of Concord. Langwater Farm out of Northeastern. And Wardsbury Farm out of Sharon were the top three. If you're into cherry tomatoes, the cherry tomatoes, I'm sorry, I'm keep coughing in your face here. Cherry tomatoes, I apologize. Red Fire Farms on Montague had two out of the top three. And then Sienna Farms at Sudbury. We can go into a little bit more of that on the other side of the break. So give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Richard's in New Hampshire.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We're actually fishing on Lake Winnipesaukee this morning. If we get a salmon, we might have to abruptly end our call, but For years, our gardens, my buddy Jim and I have gardens in Atkinson, New Hampshire.
Yep.
And progressively, early blight has wiped us out. And so I went to a nursery center and talked to a fella, and he recommended Bonide Revitalize.
Yep.
And Mancozeb.
Yep.
And it stopped early blight after 6 years of, we have a lot of tomatoes. My buddy has more plants than I do. I've got enough tomatoes this year to feed the town of Atkins. It is just, I am so happy. And I want, you know, anybody that's fighting blight is so discouraging because, my grandfather came from Italy, grew tomatoes. My mother and dad grew tomatoes in Chicago. And I've grown tomatoes, and they have it wiped out. I was giving up, and this stopped it. It works. And what Bonide told us to do is alternate. 1 week you put the Mancozeb on, and then the next week the Revitalize, and it worked.
No, it definitely does. And part of what you're doing as well is getting it before it hits. And that's
exactly
a huge thing, where you don't actually have to use as much product because you're being proactive versus reactive. And so what tends to happen is your plants pick that up a little bit. Now, the Revitalize is a change from the copper fungicide. Copper fungicide was the organic way of spraying for blight or diseases. Now, Revitalize is a bacillus, so it's a It's a type of, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but what it is it actually helps, it's beneficial, works with the plant and helps grow the immunity to it. The other thing is the bacillus doesn't have a bad taste to the plant, doesn't add it to it. Whereas the copper fungicide would give you a little bit of a coppery flavor, even if you wash the plant, everything. The mancozeb really helps.
It does. When we fish, my buddy likes to share, any fisherman that we share, you know, what works for us. So I'm sharing what works for us for our tomatoes, and I hope it helps somebody because this year I've already picked, I'll bet, 30 pounds of tomatoes this year.
Wow, that's amazing. You know,
we're growing some really nice two types of sauce tomatoes. The most successful plant is actually a Parks Whopper. And unfortunately, or fortunately for us, we have a fish on. So we're going to say goodbye. Hey, thanks a million. We've been listening to your show and we fished for 20 years. No kidding.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Yeah, and good luck with that, Richard.
Bye-bye. All right. Take care. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. All right. That's some great information. And really, what it is IPM, integrated pest management. It's taking care of something, knowing that it's going to hit every year, right? Knowing that at the same time, something is going to happen to your plants and getting ahead of it. That's why those two products, now the mancozeb has manganese, zinc, some other things in it, right? It's a combination of everything. And you spray on to the plant. It's a fungicide. It controls leaf spot, downy mildew, blights, anthracnose, other diseases. And it is great for early and late blight for tomatoes. But using this and the Revitalize, great combination. So I appreciate the call and the information for everybody else thinking about it that's had those issues, Richard. Thank you so much. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.